John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. And I want to back up to think about this. After the resurrection, and people started seeing Jesus everywhere. He appeared to Mary Magdalene and others, and then he appeared to the disciples. And I pick up the story in chapter 20, verse 19. Hear God's word, New Living Translation. That evening, on the first day of the week, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. Red letter edition says, "Peace be with you." And as he said that, and as he spoke, he held out his hands for them to see and showed them his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. He spoke to them again, and he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Very similar to that last part of Matthew's gospel we call the Great Commission. Then he breathed on them. I love this. He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. And if you refuse to forgive them, they are unforgiven." And this is where the old boy Thomas appears. He wasn't with the disciples early on. One of the disciples, named Thomas, nicknamed the twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. They told him, "Hey, we've seen the Lord." But he replied, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands and put my fingers into them and place my hand into the wound in his side." Then 8 days later, the disciples were together again. At this time, Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as Jesus was standing among them, he said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, red letter edition, "Put your finger here and see my hand. Put your hand into my wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." This is also what happens to us when we finally realize that we need a relationship with the Lord and we ask God to come into our life. Just as Thomas said, "My Lord, my God." And then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who haven't seen me and believe anyway." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.